Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We're broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com, click on Speak to the SEO Queen, and book a complimentary strategy session. It's called a Reach More Clients Power Session, so we can delve deep into your SEO and how we can get you more customers, clients, and revenue without paying for expensive ad campaigns. So, today's guest on the SEO Queen Tech Show is a phenomenal woman. She is the CEO, owner, and founder of AOI Events and PR. She is a Philly native, and she is a businesswoman on the move. She is a PR expert. I mean, she is outstanding. So I want to introduce to some and present to others none other than Danielle Paige Jeter. How are you today?
I am excellent, Z. Thank you so much for having me on. I am really excited about this podcast, the SEO Queen. I love it.
Well, I'm excited to have you on here on the SEO Queen Tech Show. And you have so many accolades. You've won so many awards. You just got back from Philly, you know, hosting a panel for Black Enterprise Magazine. That has just been awesome. So I just kind of want to reminisce a little bit with you. So what drew you to PR as a profession?
So actually, it was a journey. It was a journey to get to discover this particular niche in marketing. And I continue to follow my passion, which is theater arts and dancing. And I've danced since the age of 6 years old, training in ballet, jazz, modern, African dance, hip hop. I even did tap at one point too. And I've danced all through school, grade school, middle school, high school, and college. Went to college, danced through college. And it was really in the space of theater that I learned more about production. So not only was I performing on stage, doing choreography, solo dancing, that sort of thing, I also had a knack for production. So I began to learn the production elements of how to put together a theater show, how to put together a stage. And so I began to do marketing. I began to do branding. I began to do sales, sell tickets, because an artist's biggest fear, you're an artist too, we do not want to perform to an audience of no one or a little audience, right? So we want to get butts in seats. So I, you know, just really took it upon myself, found that interest and said, you know, I can also add value in this part of the production. And I began to not only work, you know, on the stage, but also behind the scenes. And that then opened me up into the world of just special events, promotions and events, doing events for my student body, for my classmates. In college, I joined a promotion team and I was a promoter with T12 Entertainment, promoting parties down Miami, spring break parties, all throughout Atlanta, just making things happen, making extra money along the way in college. And really at that point, you know, I was going into my senior year of college and I said, you know, I'm onto something here. I'm a leader. I have an audience. I can really make this happen for myself. I could be a CEO and run my own events company. And so that's what I did. My senior year, I was what, 17, I was about 19, 20 years old, something like that. And I decided to take a year off of dancing from the dance team and focus on launching a business and special events, an event production company. And so I took business classes at Morehouse. I got some mentors. I did some internships. And I launched AOI Events and PR. At that time, I was a senior in college. October of my senior year, I launched that business. And I had no idea what I was getting into. I was like, I had no clue what it meant to really run a business as a CEO. But I was so fearless. I was so confident. And I knew that I could do it. So I went ahead and I did it. And post-college, I graduated. I moved back home to Philadelphia. And I went to the radio station, Kathy Hughes, owner of Radio One, founder of Radio One. And I said, I want to continue to position myself as an expert in this industry. I want people to see me as an events expert. Let me go to the radio station, because I knew that the radio station did events and promotions.
Right.
And went there and left with a whole nother skill set, which was media production. And that's how I got into PR, because I became a journalist for a short period of time. I was producing radio. I was doing content production. I did production for TV. I did radio. And I tapped into editorial and writing a little bit. And I just picked up this whole new skill set. And so people began to call me and say, hey, can you do my PR? Can you do my marketing? And at the time, you know, we were AOI Events. We didn't have the PR at that point. And I said, you know, I never said I offer that service. That's not really a service that I do. But it kept coming up because people would see me in action with the radio station. So to them, that signified, hey, she has connections. She can probably market some stuff for my business or for, you know, whatever initiatives and things that I have going on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I took heed to that and I added that service onto my business. I brought in someone who specialized in PR. I had her build out my PR department. I then began to go to trainings, conferences, workshops, masterminds, and I began to learn PR. I got a mentor in this space. I called her, I said, can you please teach me how to pitch? Can you mentor me in this space? I would annoy her. She would teach me on the phone, literally learning on the job, and I just became a master at it. I got so good that the girl who I hired to work with me, I got better than her, and she had a degree in PR. And that's where it got started. I had to bring you back.
Wow. We sure did go down memory lane. That's awesome. Okay. So Kathy Hughes, I had to make a note to myself because I didn't want to interrupt your flow because you were flowing good. But we got to go back to Kathy Hughes. What was that like interacting with this iconic businesswoman at the helm of one of the most, you know, iconic radio station corporations in America? What was that like? Right.
She is the only Black-owned media company, media corporation, like you said, in the entire country, started by a Black woman. She got so many no's before she got her first yes. I think she probably got about 50 rejections from banks before she got her first yes to start this media company, and they are publicly traded on the stock market. You can buy stock in radio. I own stock in Radio One's company because I can't be who I am preaching about what I preach about, telling the messages that I tell, if I don't put my money where my mouth is. So I own stocks in Radio One as well, because I want to see this company continue to live on.
What's their ticker symbol?
Their ticker, I can pull it up.
Okay.
Let me pull up their ticker. But that experience, you know, working at the one in Philadelphia, Philadelphia is the fourth largest media market, which means that it's an awesome market to be in for media. We have a lot of top tier media. People invest their dollars in marketing in media there. So it was just great. It was just great to be in such an active market where I could really get my hands on and really learn this industry. But it's so many amazing Black journalists, Black marketers, Black media communicators that come through that company that I've been able to build so many amazing relationships by being connected to Radio One, and it just continues to springboard. So I had the opportunity to meet Kathy Hughes in person 2 times. And the next time I meet Kathy Hughes, I'm going to be on the stage with her. That's the next time I'm going to see Kathy Hughes. But it was.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Leadership, you know what I mean? And at the time, my mentor, the late, great E. Stephen Collins, may he rest in peace. He was such a beautiful soul. He was the unofficial mayor of Philadelphia and literally put me on. I came in there as a inexperienced college graduate, but he saw something in me and he invested in me. And it was amazing to work with the number two at the station, right? So one of the biggest experiences for me in that internship opportunity was that I was amongst the internship class. The difference between most of the people in my internship class and me, I was a college graduate. So it hit different for me. I was walking out of that company with the bag. Either I was getting a job from them, they was hiring me to do something, they was going to hire my company to do something, I was going to meet somebody through them to give me some a bag. I interned for free, but I said, I'm going to be the best intern here where they cannot refuse the opportunity. And right. Guess what I did? I did that. And I was
walked out with a bag.
I walked out with two bags. Because E. Stephen positioned me so well. See, the interns didn't get it, right? Their mindset was, oh, I want to be on the radio station side. I want to be on the production side because they want to meet and greet with the celebrities. They want to get pictures with celebrities. I wasn't worried about that. I needed the top two decision makers in that company to know my name in and out and to know me, my brand, my work ethic, so that they can vouch for me and get me an opportunity. And so I built my relationships on the executive side.
Right, right, right. And that's powerful. That's powerful. And that's how you do it when you do an internship. That's awesome. So definitely get to the executives and the people who hire and fire and write the checks. That's the best way to go.
I found their
ticker symbol.
The ticker symbol is U1. The number one.
U1?
Yep, U1.
Okay.
U-O-N-E, because, you know, the parent company is Urban One. Their big parent company is Urban One.
Gotcha. So U-O-N-E.
Yep. And I own stock in that company. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Check that out. So from, you know, interning at Radio One, meeting Kathy Hughes, connecting with the executives, what happened next?
So, wow. I love reminiscing like this. So from there, I got hired to be a producer for a show called Court Radio by Dean Wiseman. And for me, that was like a crash course to like Philadelphia politics and like law school. So this is a lawyer's talk radio show that he would do once a week, a 1 hour platform. And I was the producer for his show. So I had to come up with the show content. I had to find guests, book guests. I had to work the studio, come in every Sunday, open the doors, prep the guests, prep him, get his promo clips out of the audio, listen back to his audio, listen to his voicemail. Literally the brains behind the show. It was an incredible opportunity. That opportunity then opened the door for me to go to Comcast. I went to Comcast. I started producing TV there and government relations. And again, continuing to work with politicians and things like that, all while also interning for a senator, one of the largest policymakers in the state of Pennsylvania, one of the most influential, Senator Vincent Hughes. We actually have the same birthday. And I interned. Oh, wow. I interned at Senator Hughes's office because like I needed to get the network that was going to help me grow this business, get me clients, and be able to position myself, you know, as an influencer, as a change agent, as a leader in my community. So I was so strategic at that age. I don't even know where I got it from to be 20, 21 years old, strategically saying, connecting myself very, very specifically so that it could get me to, you know, the ultimate goal.
That's so amazing. That's amazing.
I had those great companies, opportunities to work at those. And then I also worked at another Black-owned radio company too, in Philadelphia called WURD Radio, which is the only Black-owned talk format station in the country until I get, well, in Pennsylvania, until I get my own.
So you want to eventually have your own talk radio station?
Yes, I want to own a whole media company.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
producing
awesome.
Media. So I kind of already started that work, and it's called Women in Media Global.
Okay. That's awesome. So, Danielle, you mentioned working in the public sector with the senator, the private sector with the radio. What drew you to both? Because it's rare when people work in both arenas.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you reconcile the two?
I would say, again, I'm a person who I operate on extreme faith, right? And I believe that every door that's open for me is the door I'm supposed to walk through. And if the door does not open for me, then that's not my door. So I made a commitment to God when I was a young person. And I said, wherever you would take me, wherever you lead my life, wherever you will guide me, I will do it. I will do whatever you ask me to do, whatever opportunities you present to me. No questions asked. I'm going to do what you have for me to do. And so I have no clue why he has me in politics, but I've had a very successful career in politics, in the public sector. And it's just because the way that I was aligned at the radio station with the mentors I had and the people that I had worked with, because it just continued to keep me in those circles. Those particular circles are always seeking out Black women talent, especially young Black women, because there's not enough women in politics. No matter if you are on the campaign side or the policy side, there's just not enough Black representation, even elected officials. So when that particular industry, that arena sees talent, they immediately are going to try
gravitate,
to
get you, yeah.
in, you know?
Right, so, right.
You know, Philly is a town that is very political driven. We are cousins to Washington, D.C. It was, you know, the capital, we were once the capital of, you know, the United States at one point. So it has that undertone. It is strong there. And so one of my strategies in business, in order for me to grow my business and to thrive, I always make sure that elected officials know me. That's one way to make sure that you're successful in business. So that's what really drew me to it. The opportunity drew me there. The fact that the representation was necessary and the fact that I have, you know, these networking abilities and these skills, and I'm a communicator, I'm a marketer. And so I can also use that in politics as well. And they always need marketers to also share their mission and their goals and their stories. So with that, and also the public sector, I mean, again, I have an entire career in that. Like, we haven't even touched the surface in the things that I've done with elected officials. But, you know, with the public sector side, you know, I like representing business owners. I like working with other CEOs, and there's always opportunity there. They always need marketers. They always need PR. They always need to tell a story and to keep themselves relevant. So, you know, it just kind of makes sense.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you mentioned PR, how you added PR from AOI events. And then once you got more event experience people started asking you for PR, you mentioned that. So tell me a little bit about the power of PR.
That's a great question. So PR is super necessary. Your marketing is super essential. It's the bloodline of any business, right? If people don't know you, they can't flow you. And that is the great Grant Cardone, who also understands the value in marketing. Marketing, PR, all of it, right? So when you want to create a notable brand, a household name, you want to raise your brand awareness, you want to position yourself as credible and as an expert, that's where your PR, your public relations comes in, and it aids you in the positioning of your company amongst your industry. What's the difference between this PR company? Okay, let's take another example. What's the difference between this water bottle company and that water bottle company? Well, this water bottle company is cited hundreds of times in notable articles about their business. What that does is you begin to then borrow the credibility from these established top tier media companies, media agencies, and the media outlets. And so now you borrow that credibility. Now you take that, you marry that with your company, and instantly your credibility shoots up the roof, because these are trusted sources where Americans go to get their news every single day. They tune into these outlets to stay abreast of what's happening in the world. And if this company, this media company, does a feature on you and say that the SEO queen is the top company in your niche, immediately people go, that's the one, they credible. I close clients easily or easier because they Google me before they get on the phone with me. So by the time they get on the phone with me, they're sold, because it's like, she know what she talking about. She know what she doing.
Right. Yeah.
It brings so much credibility back to your business. And eventually, effectively, it will impact your ROI and your profit margins. Now, we can't officially say that, right? Because that would be, that would not be of the best industry information for me to give you. But technically, we do affect your bottom line, because you are broadening the eyes and the market and the potential clients who are looking at your business.
Right. And, you know, from, you know, I just want to piggyback on what you said, because this is the SEO Queen Tech Show. And the power of PR is not only, you know, that additional awareness and brand credibility that you're borrowing the credibility. I love how you put that. You're borrowing the credibility of an already established outlet to help flow into yours. And the more people know you, the more they can flow with you. So that's awesome. So on from an SEO standpoint, when you are on these very popular national publications, when you get a do follow link that flows that link authority, which helps your trust flow of your website to increase, which allows Google to rank you up higher for your targeted keywords, which brings you more traffic, which gives you more prospects, more leads, and more revenue. So I think, to me, PR is a very important part of any SEO campaign. It's a very important part, because these are incredible backlinks that you can get. Mm-hmm. And it just sends all the right signals to Google. So tell
me. I'm so happy about us forming our wonderful relationship, you know, personal relationship, and also this business relationship, and, you know, all of the clients that have the opportunity to work with the SEO Queen and AOI Events and PR moving forward are in incredible hands for just amazing results, you know. So right. You empower me, I empower you, and I'm just excited to also know more about SEO and have SEO as an option for my business, and also for all of the clients that I will be working with, you know, long-term moving forward. So this is
dope. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm excited too. And, you know, this kind of dovetails perfectly into, you know, I'm going to be seeing you in Miami at the end of this month. Tell me a little bit more about this mastermind you're hosting.
Oh, I thought you would never ask. I am so excited about Meetup to Millions Miami Mastermind. Literally, we have certainly created something amazing and special for business owners, very focused entrepreneurs who are full-time and literally ready to get to their next level. You know, what I have really found and researched is, you know, a lot of our Black-owned businesses, women-owned businesses will get to the five-figure level and get stuck. get stuck, get discouraged, don't understand how to hit 6 and 7 and 8 figures. And really, once you get to it and you begin to dissect, what are the open holes in my business? What is missing in my business? What is that thing? And it's not even a lot. It might be like one or two things that you need to like tweak and insert, something very tactical, and immediately you'll be able to grow. So through my personal experience, I felt stuck. I felt defeated. I was even considering closing my doors to my business because I was like, I just really don't know what else to do. You know, this business now is 13 years old. I've started this business at 19. This is my legacy. This is what I do. I've always done this business. But I'm telling you, pandemic happened. It affected so many of us, and it really did impact my business. And I began to do some research, right? And what I needed to do was, one, change my atmosphere. Didn't even know I needed a shift in my atmosphere. Changed my atmosphere, and I invested into getting into some new rooms with some new people and to get the information that I did not have. But also, it was a huge mindset shift for me. I invested in my first mastermind. It was with Grant Cardone, and I never will ever regret the decision. When I walked up to the door at Grant Cardone's event, not knowing the magnitude of this person, of this incredible businessman, and they telling me that the ticket is $1,800. I was like, oh, give me a moment. I've had to pray on it. I've never went to an event and dropped $1,800 on anybody's ticket. Now, it might
be. Was that just one day?
They gave me a deal because I know Elena Cardone. So they did give me a deal, but they gave me access to two conferences for the price of one. So Literally I was able to spend about 7 days with them. I got the cheapest ticket. Like, that was like the entry level ticket. Then it goes up from there. So I had to sit in the back of the room, but I'm telling you, I never paid $1,800 for an event before this moment.
Right.
And when I did it, I got addicted, and I invested in 10 more masterminds, flying around the country to masterminds, getting the information that I need. The information is there, but you have to invest in particular rooms to get the information that you need to move things forward with your goals and your life. And so it's continuing education, right? So I created this mastermind to offer up an opportunity just like Grant Cardone is offering, but to my community, to my sphere of influence, my networks. As I evolve and grow, I also want to see those around me evolve and grow. So I presented an opportunity and I created this mastermind. The six areas that we particularly mastermind around, which all masterminds have different goals, different topics, different things that they mastermind around. We are specific about scaling Black and women-owned businesses to 6, 7, and 8 figures through six key areas, which is what you need for any business to go to that level. And it's mindset, that mindset shift that I was talking about. Marketing, we were just talking about the marketing, the branding, sales, systems, and funding, right? We all know, you know, how disadvantaged our community is when it comes to funding, but there's creative ways now available to us. We've advanced in some areas, so we are presenting these funding options as well. But on June 23rd to June 25th, you have the opportunity to be amongst the brightest entrepreneurs in the country who are serious about their business, who are flying in from all over the country and really pouring their hearts and themselves into not only scaling their business and being, you know, intentional about their business, but these people also want to help each other's businesses. That's what a mastermind is all about.
Right.
It's a self-seeking opportunity. It's an opportunity for us to come together as a community and everybody give what they have in order to advance, because if we all win, we're better that way, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I, you know, this is why I'm excited about our strategic partnership and friendship is, you know, we serve Black-owned and women-owned businesses. That's our passion, that's our focus. And I think that's awesome. This mastermind sounds amazing. I'm definitely honored to be a part of it. Speaking on SEO, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm really excited to be in the room. Absolutely. I'm absolutely excited.
I'm glad you're going to be bringing that SEO conversation, that marketing conversation. I know it's going to blow people's minds. And the fact that you present it in a way where it makes your marketing effective and it also makes it affordable. So I'm happy to have you. And I cannot wait for this to go down in Miami, June 23rd to the 25th. The great thing about a Meetup to Millions Miami Mastermind is, one, we're going to meet up to billions. So that's coming soon. And two, we mastermind all year. So it's not just this is not a one-off event. This is you joining a community where you can workshop peer-to-peer your business. Every single month, we meet the third Monday of the month on Zoom, and we meet up 3 times in person throughout the year for a 3-day event. And then fourth quarter, we're going to mastermind in the metaverse. And you heard it first right here on the SEO show with SEO Queen. We are going to take this to the metaverse, the first.
Oh, that's awesome. And this is going to be when?
This is going to be fourth quarter.
Oh, wow. See, I've been putting off getting my headset. I'm going to have to get my headset.
Get your headset.
Yeah, so I'm ready.
Yep. So
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think when I hear your story, I've been to Philly a few times. It's such a beautiful city with beautiful people. It's chocolate city like DC. It's just so much culture. You know, I think of, you know, Jill Scott and Jasmine Sullivan and a lot of my favorite vocalists have come through Philly. And, you know, just hearing your story, one of the things that stands out to me is the networking piece. And so I wanted to know from you, like, what made you realize how much of a game changer networking is?
Man, I've always been a social butterfly, and I had a friend last week who checked in on me and reminded me of something. And he said, I ain't heard from you. What's going on? How you been? I just want to make sure that you're doing well. And I said, well, thank you. I said, you know, sometimes I get into my little cocoon and I kind of just, you know, I kind of get to myself. And I said that a lot of times I find myself reaching out to people. I'm the one who does a lot of the outreaching, right? And I said, you know, I want that same energy back. You know, he says, well, don't feel bad about it. That's what makes you special. That's why you are who you are, because you nurture relationships. So that's one of your superpowers. And we appreciate you for that. And sometimes, you know, other people don't have those kind of people in their life that will be intentional about building with them.
Right.
And you're so intentional about building. So, and I said, thank you for sharing that with me. And I needed that perspective to know that, okay, this is what I add to the community, right? So nurturing relationships. I've always been super, super friendly, very outgoing, very sociable, but all of that stems from me wanting to bring community together for a transformative experience, for good vibes, for good times. I've always been very passionate about, hey, we got to get this information out to the people. We got to let them know that this is something going on so that they have these benefits, and wanting people to just have access.
Right,
that's where, right. You know, it really does come from just my heart, like a very giving space of who I am and what I love to add to the community. And so when I realized, you know, I'm so grateful that at a young age, I also realized what I was very good at, what I like to do and what I enjoy doing. And so I started out with just planning sleepovers at my house for my girlfriends for Christmas in the sixth grade. And now that has turned into a whole PR agency that has offered events. We do media production. We're telling people stories. We're doing the PR for your business from sleepover to now this big company. So, you know, I always go back to that. I follow my passions. They have never stared me wrong, ever.
That's awesome. So we could talk all day, but I'm gonna have to ask you, this is my final question. I want to know, what are 3 things that you want to leave with the business professionals and entrepreneurs listening? What are three secrets or three golden nuggets you can give them about success that you recommend?
Okay. Definitely one for sure. The top one is, if you're not in a mastermind, get in a mastermind. Masterminds are life-changing experiences. Not only does it transform your business, but it transforms you as a person, as a leader. All business owners and CEOs are leaders, and you need that community. You have to be able to invest in the community and be a part of a mastermind. It's a concept that goes back to the 50s, the 30s. It's a concept that works. And that is my first tip. My second tip is, you know, the more people who know you, the more people can work with you, the more customers you can attract, the more lives you can change. It's not just about getting customers. It's also about putting yourself in an environment where you can change people's lives, where you can impact them. So when more people know about you, and they know about you in a good way, that is a success trait of self-made multimillionaires. So get out there, network, never stop going to those gatherings, never stop going to the conferences, never stop promoting your business, never stop sharing, never get tired of putting yourself on, celebrating yourself, and making sure that people know the name of your business. And whatever you need to do to get your brand and your name out there in the most, you know, great ways, take advantage of all the opportunities. And my third tip that I want to leave for you is, guys, you have to have a success routine that is going to keep your mindset sharp and is going to keep you excited to go after your goals time and time and time again, because it's hard. It's very hard to run a business. It's very hard to scale a business. And when you have the moments where you have your success routine, you know, you might meditate, you might do yoga, you have your workouts, you have your healthy diet, you do things that will sharpen your mindset. You're reading your books, you're doing audio, you're listening to these podcasts, you're tuned in, right? You take moments to just breathe, you take trips, you go away. Your success routine, your affirmations, those things are going to keep grounded in this crazy, like, cycle of running a business. And even if you don't run a business, having a success routine just in general, because we're all working people in society, right? We add to society. Those are definitely my three tips. Those are life-changing tips for sure.
Well, thank you so much. Those were three awesome and amazing tips. So before we go, again, I want to thank everyone for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. Today's guest has been the amazing Danielle Paige Jeter. How can people connect with you and AOI Events and PR online?
For sure. Follow me on Instagram at DPJeter. And I'm pretty sure it will be typed out for you, so you can click it in the show notes. Once you go to my Instagram, you can go to my Linktree, all of the different ways that you can work with me, connect with me will be there. And for sure, without a doubt, if you want to get into our mastermind with Z and I, if you want to mastermind with us, you're going to want to go to meetup2millionsmastermind.com. Go ahead, click apply for access, fill out the application, and connect with me. Connect with me those two ways.
That's awesome. So definitely you want to do that. Follow Danielle on Instagram and check out the meetup2millions.mastermind.com. And then, thank you for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. I've had a ball chatting with Danielle. It's been great. And, you know, the SEO Queen Tech Show is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. Today's topic, we talked all about PR, public and private enterprise, and so much more. And, you know, this podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We're broadcast worldwide on Vashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Vashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. Before I go, I want to give a shout out to Expertise.com for recognizing the SEO Queen as one of the top 21 SEO companies in the city of Long Beach, Strong Beach. And I also want to give a shout out to feedspot.com for recognizing the SEO Queen Tech Show as the number one SEO podcast for 2022. I want to acknowledge them for this is the second year running that we've been acknowledged. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. And, you know, I want to say thank you to all our wonderful listeners. You can always go to SEOQueen.com and get your free gift. And you can get a complimentary strategy session with your girl, the SEO Queen. Just go to speak, go to SEOQueen.com, click on speak to the SEO Queen. Again, that's SEOQueen.com, click on speak to the SEO Queen. And you can book a Reach More Clients Power session. And our final announcement of the day is that not only are we going to be in Miami at the end of June, but we're also going to be in the city of Long Beach, downtown near the beach, at the Reach More Clients Power Conference. You can always learn more by going to seoqueen.com/conference. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow. Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.